Yes, sir. One moment, let me see who's going to conduct the hearing, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Leo will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on.
Okay, sir, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Gary Hess, 151568.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm an interim board member that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Bill, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Lake, the board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Correction, who will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain license attorney at your own expense. Do you hire attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself today.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducted in two phases. Phase one, phase one, will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of verbal conditional supervision number three as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3119 West Coast Chiefs Drive, number 120 in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 16, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were abstained from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay, based on the admission of Mr. Hess, I will notify that he will link with as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lateral and lateral action accordingly or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. The reason why I left that residence is because of my status.
Sir?
Yes.
Hang on a minute. You'll have plenty of opportunity to tell us, okay?
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Who seconded?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, yeah, in phase two, sir, you'll have ample opportunity to explain that. But before we get started on that, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be back within a couple of minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Westby.
On December 19th, 2017, Mr. Hess was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 23rd, 2018 by Arizona DPS. There were noted charges. He was back in DOC custody May 23rd, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 27th, 2019, 7 abscond days. Current conviction, 2007, aggravated assault, 12 years. Prior convictions, 2000, burglary, 3rd degree, 1 year. 2000, criminal trespass, 1st degree, 1 year. 2002, theft of means of transportation, 6.5 years. 2002, burglary, 3rd degree, 4.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of Bronx Pride Locos, Tucson Criminal Street Gang, and an admitted probate for the New Mexican Mafia Security Threat Group. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release of absconder, 15 days, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. 2007, TIS release, arrested on theft charge, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, alcohol, threats, and violence noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on July 13, 2018 for disobeying verbal written orders, a guilty major. July 16, 2018, received guilty disciplinary, a major disciplinary that was guilty for threatening or intimidating when on July 16th at approximately 1424 hours, while a disciplinary hearing was being conducted, he stated he was going to take loss of privileges every day, and that when I asked him to house, he would not refuse, and once they put him back on the yard, he would assault someone. Other arrest, 1997, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona, juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G6BA. He is a level 3 sex offender, no longer registerable, notifiable. However, he is SVP reviewable.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Hess, we're going to move on. Summary of your case supervision. So, residents, it says December 20th. It says December 20th, 2019. I'm going to leave that to the error. You were previously denied with your sponsor, girlfriend Kimberly Nelson, at 3119 West Cochise Drive, woman in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
May 16, 2018, your tax belongings left Kimberly Nelson's residence. This is the offender, that was your last known address. So at that point in time, you were a scoundrel. So what happened there, sir?
Well, I was going to the CHCC classes right there on 43rd in Glendale, and the people that I was going there with were Mexican Mafia members, due to the fact that I stopped my life in that, because I'm not involved in that stuff no more. They saw me. They recognized me. Somebody must have followed me home, because I got knocks on my door by people that I knew in prison. Scared me, so I left. Hello?
Yes, okay.
So, the phone keeps going in and out. I'm sorry,
why didn't you call your PO?
Well, because that weekend I was trying to call, but I should have left messages. But I kept calling and calling and calling, and I was trying to get a hold of Diana Bullock, but at that time, they switched me to another parole officer in Black Canyon, and I was still trying to call Diana. And by that time, I got arrested, and they brought me back here, so I didn't have the chance to really talk to her or nothing. And when I got here, I even told SSU which members I seen over there trying to hurt me. And they said they would look into it with the STG supervisor. And then they said, when they're doing the investigation over at SMU, they brought me over here to Kingman, and I've been over here ever since. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. But I know my life is in danger. I know that.
Okay. So are you in protecting now?
Yes. No, yeah, because they have me on an SOV yard, so I don't have to worry about anybody hurting me on these SO yards, but GP is, of course.
Okay. Well, it looks like you were assigned to a task under the color system.
Yes.
And it's showing that you had two negative results starting in December or in January, and then February, you were positive for alcohol. March, you were positive for methamphetamine. And then April, you were positive for alcohol and methamphetamine. So,
yes, sir. That's true. Yes.
So, you have an ongoing drug problem, sir.
Yes, I do.
Are you still using heroin since you've been back inside?
No, but they don't have no classes here where I can take. They don't have the programs in here that I really need. I should, you know, I have mental health issues too, you know, and I need medications, man. I'm a messed up person. I really am. That's no lie. I'm afraid to ask for help, but then I am. It's just, I don't know.
so they put a TED on you.
A TED?
Yes.
Yes.
And then down or anything around, but it looks like right around the time you were absconding, you already relapsed and were drinking and doing meth, so. Okay, I'm going to see if my father doesn't have any questions for you at this time. No questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. And in a couple minutes, the board will end the discussion to make a determination. But before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask that you don't go with the same information that we've already discussed. Okay?
Prison, it really don't help people. It really don't. I mean, they'll put you in a class, but they don't really talk about no points or nothing. In reality, I really need to be in like a drug rehab thing. And that's the truth. Or some kind of like facility like SACRAC. Look at SACRAC in Tucson. You can go there, they help you, they got drug classes, they make you go to work, they help you instead of a confined place. Instead of being here, they don't do nothing for you. In reality, what does the Arizona Department of Corrections do? All I'm going to do is sit here and waste my time and still get out and be the same person. Why don't you just put me in rehab where I can basically learn and be around people that really get through the struggle that I'm going through? And the help that I really need. That's not asking to be free. I'm just asking for time, like even a lockdown facility. But prison laws prison just makes you worse. That's all I have to say.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The board's going to go into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So just stay on the phone, but stay silent, and we'll get back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Board's now in discussion. We're Mr. Hess, Susie's messed up guy. Mr. Hess has made some bad decisions. There's that pretty obvious. But to just run off like that and not even call him a PO doesn't show anyone good thinking that he's done before we get in there. I really don't think that Mr. Hess is really ready to turn that corner yet. I think he's thinking about it, but he hasn't quite gotten there. And since then, we've been incarcerated, he's had two tickets, which isn't a good sign of good behavior. And they look like they formed the anger management part. I just, at this time, don't see Mr. Hess as a good candidate for return community supervision. But I'm going to listen to a discussion from me and my fellow board members. Any discussion? Yeah. Okay, based on all information, number 2018W1509, the testimony of Mr. Hess and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hess as a key delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision and had lapse or without lapse in the criminal age or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, so what I'm going to vote for is revoke the community supervision at this time. I know that the PC yard is harder to get programming, but you might see
they don't have programs on these yards. So basically, I'm just going to sit in here, waste time,
sir,
and go back out,
sir,
and go. Yeah.
There are other things to do. We get people coming in front of us all the time with lots of certificates from the community.
But you guys are not on these yards. You guys don't know what goes behind these prison walls. You guys say what you guys do, but you guys really don't know.
Okay, so you're very thorough, and if I do more discussion about it,
All right, well, so basically I'm just here to kill my number then.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine, because I can, that means we're gonna lose.
You sir?
Yeah.
Okay, but here's,
I have a problem.
You're here, sir. Thank you.
All right.